Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, now we're cooking with gasoline. So, a couple of questions in the mix. One is, look, Stanley Cup Finals start tonight. Not that we would ever get to experience that again. But Connor McDavid's the greatest player in any sport on the face of the earth. He's the greatest hockey player ever, potentially. Yet, no one's watching. Ratings are down 25%, and I don't think anyone is stopping what they're doing tonight to watch Stanley Cup Finals. Why? What keeps you from watching? Part two was something simpler. I'm rooting for McDavid because I think, and I know this sounds stupid, guys, he's too good to not have a championship. Like, he's not a bleep hole. He's not like a guy suspended 18 times for drugs or who somehow had screwed up his career. All McDavid does is show up to work. I hate saying somebody deserves one, but like, he's the opposite of Dan Marino.
I got it.
Like, he deserves it. I want him to get one.
I just don't think that hockey really promotes itself. And that's why you have that. If you're not the hardcore fan, it's, oh, wait, Stanley Cup, it's not over yet? And then you're like, oh, well, who's in it? And it's like, oh, okay.
Right. So you say it's lack of promotion. Noted. I'd ask Kenny, but he's screening. So we're going to go to the people. Joshua's going to bat leadoff. 97-1. Josh, what's going on, buddy?
Nothing much. Thanks, Mike and guys. I grew up playing hockey, loved it way back, know a lot of stuff from it. But, like, so I want McDavid to win too, but I'm kind of hesitant with Edmonton because I can't stand Corey Perry. But I like McDavid more than Tkachuk and Marchand. And then the other thing is NHL hasn't really promoted it. Like, if you think back in the 90s and stuff, it was Steve Yzerman and the Wings versus Joe Sakic and the Avalanche, or Sergei Fedorov and the Wings versus Brett Hull and the Blues. Like, there was always the name, and on ESPN, they always had the picture of the player, not the team logo. Or now it's just like Edmonton Oilers, Florida Panthers. Not really promoting it with the actual players, just teams, and hoping that draws. I think they're doing it horrible.
Okay, so it's Rico's point about promotion. Look, maybe it'll come back to that. Josh, I still think there's an element of it. And hear me when I say this, because I'm not pointing this at you or Rico or anybody. Mm-hmm. But it's not the easiest sport to watch if you don't know what the hell you're doing. Like, other sports you could just turn on and you know what you're watching. Hockey, there's a nuance to it. It's also, hey, it's hard to find the puck. Things move fast. Right. There are weird lines and rules.
But Joshua, real quick, Mike, as you know, sometimes people are just sheep. And if you tell them this is what you need to watch, they're going to watch it. The NFL does a great job at that. Yeah. It's year-round. Hey, we'll come up with a list of our top 100 players, and we'll let you argue it out of which player is better than this player. They'll come out with the schedule release. They'll come out with different things to keep the interest there, and hockey just shows up to work.
It's hard to argue.
Josh.
No, I'm still here. Sorry. There's a little bit of hockey possible arrogance from up top or something. I don't know, with the people promoting it or trying to like, oh, yeah, here's hockey. Here's the stuff. Like, I know partially what at times prevents me from watching it is the availability of it. Like, oh, I have to go pay for this app or this app to watch it. Like, it makes it kind of annoying that they're not like on, you know, the mainstream of like, everything's on Hulu. Oh, wait, no, it's Hulu. I got to go to FanDuel or wherever. That all plays into, or Max, whatever app.
It's been 20 years since it was taken seriously. It really used to get pushed out in the mid to late 90s. ESPN2, on SportsCenter every night, full highlight packages, Hawk NHL Tonight with Chicken Parm. Like, it was real. And even now, I mean, I've said this to you, Kenny, it feels like a redheaded stepchild.
And you know what doesn't help either? Do you know when the third round ended? Do you know what the last game of the third round was? It was Thursday. We're on Wednesday now. I looked at the arena availability. They could have played the first couple of games over the weekend.
Stop. Rewind for a second. You looked at the arena availability.
I'm that petty. I was that upset because I was like, why am I not watching hockey on a Sunday afternoon here? A matinee, 4 o'clock, game one of the final.
Yeah.
They're shooting themselves in the foot, actively shooting themselves in the foot. We have to wait almost a full week for the final to start? Are you kidding? It's not a real league.
Yeah. Let's go to Dean, 97.1. Dino, what's up, buddy?
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I've been watching it. I'm going to date myself since Bill Kennedy had the movie when the Red Wings used to come on. It's going back a while. We used to play hockey in a backyard, have fun, and we scored a lot. Since the pads have gotten bigger on the goalie and the rules have changed about touching the goalie and you can't do this, you can't do that, it's become boring. There's no three-point line where you can score like an NBA. The scoring's going down, so it's gotten boring and boring. It's no different than soccer. You watch soccer for a while and you stop watching it because it gets boring. Hockey has become boring. Thanks for taking my call.
Look, here's what I will say. I think the most overrated thing in the world is when people use the talking point, well, playoff hockey's the greatest of all. Okay, hold on. There's a very specific playoff hockey you're speaking of, and it's rare to find it. When you get into these games where it's up and down action, it's physical, it's fast, or God help you, if you get into an overtime, yes. But there are a lot of these games that feature none of that. I mean, watch Carolina play. Don't sell me that that's something anyone wants to see. How about my team, who's made it to multiple conference finals in the last 3-4 years? The Islanders were a pestilence upon your television screen. Like, I hate the talking point. Well, it's the NHL playoffs.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, that message clearly isn't resonating. Because they have Michael Jordan on skates, and the ratings are down 25%.
No, but I think it's the fact that they're just banking on, well, it's the NHL playoffs, and they're not putting the work in and really making you want to watch this thing.
What are they supposed to do, Rico? Come to your house, touch your balls, turn on your TV for you? But what do you want this sport to do?
You know what, Kenny? Maybe they should just hire me. Since I ruined college sports, maybe I can help.
You can fix hockey. Is that what you're going to do?
I mean, you know, how about this? You know, Tkachuk versus McDavid, just like the Four Nations. You get that interest back. You make people want to watch this thing. Because I did see, and they stumbled upon it. It's not like they even promoted it. It's just people kind of caught wind and was like, hey, this is kind of a cool little hockey tournament with the nations. I want to watch this thing. You got to make them want to, you got to bring a draw in rather than, you know, it's playoff hockey. Okay, well, what about it? Who's playing? Well, it's playoff hockey. Well, tell me who's playing. Like, is it? Mike, it's just that simple. Promote it. Really put it out there. And yeah, it's going to be just like in the Four Nations. You got Tkachuk, McDavid. Let's go.
But the commercials are good. That's the problem. Have you seen them? They do really dramatic commercials. It feels like you're watching Gladiator. There's a disconnect here.
It is. And maybe you have to go year-round the way other sports do, where you're constantly promoting it in the offseason.
Well, good luck with that. See, here's your other problem. It's like the draft. Who knows these? No one knows these players.
It's like baseball draft.
Yeah, I mean, look, my team's got the number one pick. Bob Schaefer, who? Oh, he plays for Erie Cornwall. And you're like, okay. But I just, that to me is a limiting factor too, is a lot of the talent pool, they're not even from here. Can you call hockey an American sport? There's another one. I don't know. It feels more global.
It does.
The other sports are quintessentially American. Yes.
It's more global, and it's more specifically, I mean, obviously it's more Canadian, but you get a Canadian person talking about hockey, and it's the biggest deal they've ever had talking about anything. Here it's like, oh, yeah, there's hockey going on. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Let's go over to Connor, 97.1. Connor, what's going on, buddy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon.
You know what? As Connor's my namesake, but if he was playing for an American team, I have Connor McDavid underwear. I mean, that's the one thing I'll agree with Rico about, Rieger about, is you can't let a Canadian team win. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on. We're really doing this now? So hold on. I understand it's fun to break their balls, but if any player almost demands that you root for him when he's not playing your team, isn't it McDavid? He's almost like before Ovechkin had a cup. He's too good to not have one.
Yeah, maybe. But I think this year was tough with the Four Nations and all that. But I did have a list that I'd like to, as a member, a card carrying member of the Elite.
Yes,
I'd like to point out four things that I think is lacking this year. No scoring, like the last guy said. No original six teams. Except for Toronto getting bounced instantly. There's not even the root against them markets like Philly or Boston.
Mm.
They're not there. No personalities. I mean, I love McDavid, but he's got the personality of Wonder Bread. and fighting. I think fighting is the biggest part. Like, I talked to my girlfriend who doesn't give a crap about hockey. You know, I talk to a lot of people, like, they want fighting in hockey.
Okay, Kenny, I'm going to need you here. Now, Connor is...
Did he just, call McDavid, Mike Trout?
Yes.
He is very boring. He is not very exciting as a player off the ice. He doesn't have a whole bunch of personality.
Fighting. Cliche, talking point, or reality?
Somewhere in the middle. I like fighting, but sometimes there's too much. I thought what you saw at Four Nations was awesome.
Who doesn't like fighting exactly?
The league, they want to take it out of there's
supposedly, they don't want to be known as a thug league.
Not even that. It's not about the thug league. It's about like concussions, and they're worried about player safety.
They should just be like the NFL and fake it. Seems like.
I don't disagree. I'm a big fighting guy.
I'll just sit here. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of your calls. Great feedback on this. Why is it no one's watching? And is Connor McDavid too good to not have a cup? Is it wrong I'm rooting for him? That I just, yes, I would like someone to be happy. I feel like the guy's too good to be Dan Marino on ice. Because Dan Marino was a bleep hole. There's a big difference.
Really?
He contributed to his own losing. He never wanted a running game. But you know these things. You're old as dirt. But
he helped in finding that dolphin.
Shut up. Okay. 97-1.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.